CTV.
Clyde Pilkington, as you know, does not believe in the snatching away of the body of Christ. Does not believe. He also believes now, I suspected, but now I'm certain that I just heard it in a talk he gave last week somewhere. It's a video out there. You can find it if you want it. I'm not going to link it because I don't want to make it easy for you. It's ridiculous. It's called Seven Things I Misunderstood About Bible Prophecy. I might have to go through the whole thing. I just heard the last part. A friend sent it to me. And my friend, my former fellow laborer, says that everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die. There's no such thing as a snatching away. There's no such thing as a generation of believers who will not be put to repose. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And our friend, and he is a fellow believer. He believes the essentials, but he's gone off on too many things. Because he told me personally, 3 or 4 years ago, well, I knew he didn't believe in the snatching away anymore because this is why, in case you've forgotten. He thinks that 1 Thessalonians, where the Paul's beautiful, specific account of the snatching away, he believes that's an Israel letter. It's not for us. 1 Thessalonians is not for the body of Christ, for Israel. So is 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, so is Romans, according to Clyde, so is Galatians. The only letters that apply to us, according to Clyde Pilkington, are the letters Paul wrote from prison. According to Clyde, Paul didn't begin his ministry teaching the evangel of the grace of God until he was an old man in a Roman prison. Can you believe that? Well, I've destroyed that argument exhaustively in print in a newsletter. In the next couple of days, I'll link you to that. Paul came out of the block. He had a dual ministry at first. Paul did. He was trying to convince his fellow Israelites that Jesus was the Messiah, and at the same time, he's teaching the grace of God among the nations in Acts chapter 13. The position that Clyde holds is called the Acts 28 position. Acts 28:28 is where Paul says, "Lo, we go to the nations because you Jews have turned away God." Well, he's been going to the nations. He's just reiterating what they've been doing and what they will do. What him and his people, he was in jail at the time. He's not going to get out, but him and his people are continuing to herald to the nations. It was one last time that Israel publicly rejected God. It wasn't the first time. No, God. So this is all a lie. It's all deception. But people are getting tricked by it. People are alarmed. They're calling me. My God, I look forward to the snatching away. Aren't we supposed to? Clyde's telling me that Jesus isn't going to return. And Clyde is confident that Jesus is not going to return for a long time, way down the road. In fact, I quote him here, I spent the first half of my adult life thinking, I'm getting taken out of here. That someday I was just going to be zipped right out of here. And in the background, people are laughing. People are laughing at the concept of getting out of here. When that's exactly what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4. 13 through 17, and 1 Corinthians 15. We're getting out of here. It's a promise of God through Paul that we should not all be put to repose. Let me go back. Clyde told me years ago that he didn't believe in the snatching away, but that we would appear before Christ somehow. We would, in Colossians 3, 1 through 3, we'll appear before Christ. I said, well, but there's going to be people, but you still believe that there's going to be people alive when this event happens, when we suddenly appear before Christ, like some people will be standing in line at Walmart, and then, yes. But now he's changed. Now he believes that everybody's going to die. And he misquotes the scripture in this video. I just heard it. He misquotes it in order to push this idea that everybody's going to die. He asks the question in this video, as in Adam, how many die? Excuse me. As in Adam, how many die? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22 doesn't say as in Adam all die. That's what it says in the King James Version. Clyde should know better that we don't go by the King James Version. We go by more accurate translation. You know what the Concordant Version says? 1 Corinthians 15, 22. As in Adam, all are dying. It's the incomplete verb form. That's clear in the Greek text. Thus, the Concordant puts it that way. That allows for people, some people, not to die. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, lo, a secret to you am I telling, we all indeed shall not be put to repose. And then he speaks in 1 Thessalonians 4 about those who remain to the coming of the Lord. Clearly, there are believers who will be alive at the return of Christ for the body, who will be snatched away to meet the dead. There's two categories of people in 1 Thessalonians. The living and the dead. The dead rise first. Thereupon we, the living, who are remaining. Clyde doesn't believe that. Not at all. He mocks it. And the people listening to him are laughing at the idea of, oh, I used to think we were just going to get out of here someday. He's taking away your expectation. Paul later says at the end of 1 Thessalonians, comfort one another with these words. He doesn't say, relegate these words to a former administration. Take this entire letter, in fact, and just throw it away because it's not applying to you. In fact, take Romans. It doesn't apply to you. Throw that away. 1 Thessalonians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians. Now, only, here's the thing. This Acts 28:28 thing that says, only Paul's prison letters are for us. Nobody knows exactly which letters were Paul's prison letters. Scholars disagree about it. They argue about it. Nobody knows for sure. Jeez, if it's that important that only Paul's letters that he wrote from prison, I don't know where they came up with this. Charles Welch is a big, not Aaron Welch, no, he's on the right track here. Charles Welch, a guy that lived a long time ago. Anyway, I think he's the guy that came up with this crazy theory. So in this video, Clyde is mocking people who look forward to something promised to us by God. And how does Clyde know it's not going to be a long time? How do you know? Clyde, how do you know? I don't believe, he says in this video, I don't believe we're anywhere near the end of the eon. How do you know? Well, because he studies the work of Otis Sellers. Otis Sellers, a man who believes in eternal torment, a man who believes the mainstream Christian doctrines, and also has this whacked idea that Israel's going to have a kingdom before the kingdom. I don't know, folks. It's whacked. But to misquote scripture, that blew my mind. As in Adam, how many die? Ah, that's misleading already. That's how many are dying. Everybody is mortal, but not everybody will die. That's why the scripture is important. The Holy Spirit made sure that the incomplete verb form was used in 1 Corinthians 15, 22. As in Adam, all are dying. But we shall all not be put to repose. And then he says this, somehow some people, even he says, he's talking about people in our camp. He says most people in our camp, of course, they believe that when you die, and there's no life apart from a future resurrection. But then he says somehow they believe they're going to escape death. Somehow they believe they're going to escape death. Somehow? Is it a mystery to you why we think this, Clyde? Is it a mystery? why we think we're going to escape death, why some of us will escape death. It's from 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 17 and 1 Corinthians 15:51, 52, 53, 54, 55. We shall not all be put to repose. We the living, 1 Thessalonians 4, who survive to the presence of the Lord, will at the same time be snatched away together with the dead who rise first to be with the Lord. Simple, plain words. And now you're mocking us? Hey, if you don't believe it, then don't believe it. But you're teaching this publicly, man. What's... And then he assumes, he says, yes, I used to believe that I was just going to be zipped right out of here. And he says, quote, that makes for sloppy living. It does. Speak for yourself, my friend. It doesn't for me. I'm more careful about my life than I've ever been, thinking that I could be snatched away in two and a half minutes from now. Sloppy living? Speak for yourself. No. In fact, I want to be working hard when the Lord returns. I don't want to be laying around doing nothing. I want to be engaged in the work. I want to be bringing the truth to people, as many people as I can. Clyde once called me the greatest evangelist I know. He said it to me personally a few years back. That's strange. How can I be working so hard? And he does too. But according to him, it would be an anomaly for me to be working so hard, because I believe I'm going to be snatched away in 2.5 minutes. So he probably can't understand why I'm working so hard. He's working hard because I guess he thinks that if you think you have a long life, you're going to work hard. If you think you're going to be snatched away, you're going to be lazy. That doesn't even make sense. It's not even logical. It's a non sequitur for those of us who labor in the word. Then he says another part, quote, the first part of the salvation of all is the death of all. No, false. False. It's not the death of all. It's mortality. Mortality is the first part of the salvation of all. Mortality is a state of dying. Even those who remain alive at the coming of the Lord will go from mortality. They won't go from death to immortality. They'll go from mortality to immortality. And this is corroborated by 1 Corinthians 15:22. It's just irresponsible, careless teaching out of the King James Version. I mean, Clyde used to be a King James only guy back in the day when he was a Baptist, but so he should know better. He loves a concordant version. I don't understand why he would misquote 1 Corinthians 15:22 to make such an important point that I now believe everybody's going to die. Then he says, he tacitly accuses those who believe in the snatching away, those who love the appearing of the Lord, for those people just don't want to die. That's why they're cartoonishly holding, this is me talking, I'm not quoting Clyde. This is why they're cartoonishly, juvenilely, childishly holding on to the snatching away, because people don't want to die. Well, no shit. People don't want to die. Of course, nobody wants to die. But you think I'm holding on to the snatching away because I'm afraid to die? I don't want to die. Give me a break. I'm holding on to it because, number one, I want to see Jesus Christ. I want to see Christ. Number two, I want to be delivered from mortality. And if you don't want to be delivered from mortality, you have a problem. The fact that I don't want to die doesn't come into this. I mean, no, nobody wants to die, but that's not why I long for the snatching away. I want to be delivered from mortality, which includes all my problems. Who doesn't want to be delivered from their problems? Clyde doesn't. He's encouraged people in the past to, if you want this to be snatched away, it means that you're going to cut short the discipline and the training you need to be perfected. What? I mean, he's said the most ridiculous things on this topic. I've written whole newsletters about it. You're not going to cut short one trial that God has in store for you by hoping that today's the day that you get to leave this freaking earth. Yes, I want to be delivered from my trials. If you say you don't, you're cuckoo. Crazy. You're nuts. And I want to see Christ. I might die tomorrow. Who knows? I don't really care that much, you know. That's another way to get out of your trials. That's not why I'm looking forward to the snatching away. How primitive, how insulting. Maybe that's what you would do, but not me and not anybody I know. None of you in this audience have ever told me that you look forward to the snatching away because you don't want to die. You want to see Christ. You want to get rid of your body that's burdening you, holding you down, holding you back from doing the things you want to do. Yeah, I get that. He says, death, you shall not die is the oldest trick in the book. It's the first lie. Yeah, that is the first lie. You shall not surely die. But Satan was talking about all of humanity. That's how the doctrine of the immortality of the soul got in here. We're not talking about the immortality of the soul. We're talking about a special revelation. Paul says, behold, a secret I am telling to you. We shall not all be put to repose, but we shall all be changed. Yet Clyde says, the first part of the salvation of all is the death of all. The death of all. Well, that's a new teaching, Claudia. That's not what you believed four years ago. Clyde's claiming that those who long for the snatching away, the implication is we're just escapists. We hate death. We hate death. That's why we want to be snatched away, because we hate death. I say to you that anybody who teaches that the end of the end is far, far away, even though they have no idea, that's not loving his appearing. I say that anyone thinking it's far away and grasping onto any teaching that says it's far away, I say that person loves the current eon. That's what I say. Loves the current eon. I'll repeat this because it's important. Clyde says, those who embrace the snatching away, they're just afraid of death. I say, those who don't embrace the snatching away are in love with the eon and want it to continue. And Clyde has said that. How wonderful it would be if this eon would go on another 500 years. Now that completely blows my mind how anybody could say that. You have to be so insulated in your little world and not feel the weight of the pain and the horrors of death and suffering and evil in this world. You have to be so oblivious to it on some grand scale to hope that this, what Paul calls a wicked eon, continues. That's not loving his appearing. That's actually hating his appearing. That's actually not wanting him to appear. Now, there's two teachings you can gravitate to. You can gravitate to the teaching that the snatching away is supposed to be a constant expectation that Paul gives us. That's why there's no date put to it, so that we can constantly expect it. Comfort one another with these words. So you can think that the snatching away is imminent. It doesn't mean you go to a mountaintop and just look up at the sky and wait. No, we're working and waiting. You can either embrace that, or you can embrace that it's thousands, hundreds of years away. You could say that, well, we don't have any solid proof that it's 5 minutes from now. I don't have any proof that it's 5 minutes from now. But he doesn't have any proof that it's 500 years from now either. So we have these two possibilities. The person who loves his appearing, Christ's appearing, the person who wants to see Christ, the person who wants to be done with mortality and see this world of evil come to an end, they'll gravitate toward the former teaching that it's soon. Somebody who wants the eon to go on because they love it. Somebody who isn't even aware, hardly aware of the weight of evil in the world, suffering and death. They'll gravitate toward the other teaching, even though neither group has proof. I don't know. This is disturbing. I might have to go through the whole video. Part of the video is that Clyde doesn't believe that prophecy is given to find out what's going to happen in the future. Yeah. So, I'm not saying everything on the whole presentation is wrong. I haven't heard the whole presentation, but I have heard this last point. Point number 7. That we scaredy cats just want to be snatched away because we're afraid of death. We don't... I guess he thinks we believe Satan's lie. He's basically accusing us who hope for the snatching away of believing Satan's lie, because he brought that up in this talk. We believe Satan's lie, that you shall not surely die. Believing in the snatching away revealed by Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15 is not the same as believing the lie of Satan that you shall not surely die. Satan was speaking of, he was talking to Adam and Eve. He was speaking of a race-wide mortality. That won't happen, Satan says. Of course it's happening. We know it's happening. 1 Corinthians 15, 22 says it's happening. As in Adam, all are dying. But that is beautifully worded by the Holy Spirit, which Clyde ignores and goes with the King James Version. Perfectly allows for 1 Corinthians 15, 51. We shall not all be put to repose. This is sad. It is troubling. I know someone and probably others who have lost their expectation because of this. Don't listen to it. Or if you do listen to it, come here to MCTV. And we'll look at the scriptures. We'll see what the Holy Spirit has to say. And your expectation will not be taken away, not on my watch.